Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwen Tong, MD. This is Yiwen, your co-host with Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of conventional drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease, and he started to investigate natural therapies such as Chinese medicine and homeopathy. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Millions of Americans today are suffering from the barrage of degenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Unfortunately, conventional medicine has no cure for these problems. However, for the past year, we've been proving with weekly case histories that these chronic ailments can indeed be cured with the NBE method. Dr. Tong's discovery, therefore, is truly the most astounding breakthrough in the last century. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is mainly because the NBE approach focuses on treating the underlying cause of a disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. Stay tuned to hear how Dr. Tong cures diseases that are considered incurable. Listen to our past shows posted on drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We welcome questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-227-5278. Or 714-754-4150.
Good morning. Welcome to another episode of Freedom from Pain. I'm Dr. Tong, your host. Today I have two guests. Unfortunately, a good case that we want to describe, she's still asleep. So we'll go with the second one first. Our second guest is Mitch. She had been on our show a couple of times ago, an 85-year young, very clear-headed, a very wise lady. The reason I get her back is that the last two times we only gave her maybe like 3 minutes. She has much problem to share with us, especially her wisdom regarding conventional medicine. Let's get Mitch on the line. Hello, Mitch.
Oh, hi.
How are you?
Morning.
How are you doing?
Better. I feel like I'm starting to live again.
Start to live again. Okay.
Right.
Why don't you tell us what you do and where do you live? You're retired now. What you used to do?
I'm a retired school teacher and I live in Irvine, California.
Yes. How long have you been sick? You came to me with a lot of pain and then basically a lot of lung infections, chronic lung infection with a lot of phlegm. Tell us, when do you get sick? When did you start feeling sick?
Tell me what?
When did you start feeling sick?
Oh, well, I've been gradually, losing my flesh ever since I did get healed of cancer from another treatment that did get rid of the cancer, but I had some bad side effects because of the stress I was going through with my husband passing away and different things that they said they couldn't do anything more for me, that I would just die with whatever part of my body was the weakest, and I would just gradually lose my muscles.
Okay.
And that's what had been happening.
Mitch.
And I got to where even through studying nutrition, I was able to learn something about natural antibiotics instead of taking antibiotics all the time, which they told me I'd have to take every day of my life. I was able to get along for a while, but then I've got to where my food wouldn't metabolize, and I had this terrible lung infection that just wouldn't quit. Even the antibiotics that I had taken wasn't taking care of it.
Mitch, okay. Tell us, when did you have cancer? You had lung cancer. How long ago was that?
I had lung cancer in 1976.
Oh, 1976. What kind of treatment did you receive?
And I had it in my lungs, a spot that hurt constantly, and a big spot on the x-ray, and then a growth in my stomach that just came out in the bathroom, almost as big as a dime.
Yes.
And and I had done enough research that I knew better than to have him use the usual method of chemotherapy that poisons and the radiation that burns a good flesh with the bad, and then I would have been dead years ago.
Yeah, so
I refused to take any of that.
Good. That's, so see, 76 now is more than 20 years, so you survived.
So I haven't, it never came back.
Yes, okay. Had you gone through radiation and chemotherapy, you wouldn't have lived more than 5 years and sicker than heck.
Right. I just had a good friend who passed away that was much younger than I was, and his cancer was much smaller than mine. And in 3 years of what they did to him, he just died.
Yeah, with all the suffering, loss of hair, and all the other severe, you know, terrible complications that they would put in chemotherapy.
There's a lot of them. It's not a death sentence. There's a lot of people they would have you think.
Yes.
Because there are many people that had so-called terminal cancer that there still has meetings that, you know, that have been healed like 20, 30 years.
Yes, without any treatment. The body and mind knows how to self-heal, and because the conventional doctors do not know how to know about the healing, they call it spontaneous remission, which is a very, very, it's a misnomer, it's a bad term, it's a cure, okay? When your mind decided you don't want to go, you start healing it. So when did you start having problem with your husband now?
What?
When did you start having trouble with your husband?
My husband passed away in 1976.
Oh, 1976. That's when you had the cancer.
Yes, I was healed of the cancer.
I see. How about your lung trouble? How long have you had the lung trouble? Your lung trouble, your pneumonia.
Oh, I've had that for years. My metabolism was bad, and I used to blow it up, and I'd be 2 or 3 inches bigger in that. After 2 hours after I ate a meal,
mm-hmm.
and nobody knew what to do.
Yes. So you came to me, you have a lot of friends, you know, you practically use up.
Yes, you helped me so much just after, you know, just after that one treatment, you know, when I was spitting up.
Yeah, you used up a whole box of
times in your office.
Right.
As soon as I took, you gave me the treatment, it stopped instantly and I didn't have it anymore. For like 48 hours, and then it was practically nothing.
Yeah, how about the cough?
What?
How about the cough?
Oh, yeah, the cough is much better, too. I don't cough at all.
And you can breathe a lot better, right?
I can breathe so much better. I waked up at 2 o'clock this morning, and I felt so good. I hadn't felt that good for years.
Very, very good, okay? This shows that you do not need you took some antibiotic because no Medicare only paid for 3 treatments, so you went away for a while, and then you couldn't come back, so you took a new antibiotic. How long did you take that? How long did you take the antibiotics?
Oh, I took the last one for 10 days.
10 days. Did you have you?
It didn't stop the infection.
It did not stop the infection, right?
No.
Did you stop the call for the phlegm?
No, I didn't.
It didn't. Okay, then you came back to me, correct? Then you came back to me and get the treatment, correct?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And that cures the phlegm, right?
And then you helped it again.
Yes. Okay, you also had heart palpitation, trouble swallowing, and digestive problem. How are those problems now?
Oh, much better.
Much better. Can you digest the food a little better?
What?
Can you digest the food?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I think it's beginning to work.
Beginning to work. How about your appetite?
My appetite's good.
Good. Is your appetite better than before?
Oh, yes, it was. I've got real hungry.
Very good, okay. If you've got a good appetite, means you're very healthy. Now, the reason why I want you to come back to a guest, you know, you are 85 years old. And people who are 80 or older in this country, 1 out of 3 people that are older than 80 have Alzheimer's. And the other 2 out of 3 are so out of it, they listen to everything the doctor tell them, or they see everything in the media and follow it. You go against the grain. That's why you have so much wisdom, your hair so clear. You go against everybody, your doctor tells you. Tell us something about that. What you have read. Why do you not take chemotherapy and radiation?
The diagnosis is quite good, but they don't know how to fix the problem after they get the diagnosis.
Very good. That is a very, very wise...
And, you know, having your degrees, something, a piece of paper, is fine, but it doesn't help you if you don't know what to do.
Okay, that's 2 points. Okay, recently, your other doctor tells you to check me up, make sure that I'm legitimate.
Right.
Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so, I have several doctor friends that said they didn't learn hardly anything about nutrition or preventive medicine, and so many of them are taught that if you don't go by what they're taught in medical school, then you must be a quack.
Yes, and one of your doctors said I'm a quack, correct?
Yeah, he wanted to be sure that you had your paper from USC.
Okay, here's my point. If I go to a doctor who is not legitimate, and he helped me, and I go to another one that is legitimate, but they poison me, which one would you rather go?
Yeah.
The one who helped you, or the one who don't help you?
Piece of paper is not going
to
heal you.
That's right. A piece of paper never help you. I just turn out to be legitimate, and I help you. So I would advise anybody who goes to somebody who really get help, rather than go to somebody who have a disease behind them.
See, they can't use that excuse that you must be a quack, because you didn't go to the medical schools that they went to, but you've done that too.
Yes.
But you learned something extra.
In fact, whole medical profession really is a big, to me, it's kind of a scam, because I'll give you some example by one of the examples I see today about heart transplant recipient going to see the donor's family, and it's a very moving story, but there are many, many misinformation that eventually will ruin that little girl's life. And now, when I get some time, I'll share that with you. But let me further emphasize on, expound on the point that you say the doctor collect a lot of information by doing a lot of tests, diagnostic tests, and then they come up with a diagnosis, okay, or many diagnoses. But they cannot do, they don't know what to do with the information.
Right.
There was a news today that in Florida they start transplanting a little tiny thing so that the doctor can instantly access to the medical information. This one family, three members of the family, get this little microchip that enables the doctor to access the medical information. But the question is, what are you going to do with that information? You cannot cure the patient. So what good is the information? Correct?
Right.
Yes.
I have a very wonderful doctor that's a specialist that knows all about lungs, but he does know how to make my food work.
Does he know how to cure a lung problem? He's a specialist.
Right,
in lung.
And or even stop the lung infection.
That's right. You cannot stop your lung infection, right?
Yes.
So what? Why do we call them experts? Or why do you say a specialist? A specialist in what?
Right. They all want to give you something by mouth, and if your digestion isn't working, then it's useless.
Yes.
I spent a lot of money buying good quality nutrients, but when your digestion is not working, they don't help you.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, the digestion only works when your mind's energy, the Chinese call qi, your life. The stomach, the living part of the stomach, in the stomach, to digest the food, they extract the energy from water and food. The lung extracts the energy from air. And this energy is charged. In fact, the humans are biological living battery. So you're being charged from energy from air, water, and food using your lung and spleen and stomach. And if the mind is not connected to your body, it doesn't work. So the first part is to connect the mind to body. The second part is that all the things you read about good nutrition, you need to learn how to balance. Okay? Were you taking a lot of garlic or cayenne and stuff like that before? Rich?
Yes.
Were you taking garlic before, like garlic supplement?
Yes, I was taking a lot of good supplements. I've done a lot of research, and I know really what you're supposed to eat.
How about garlic?
But it wasn't working.
How about garlic? Did you take a lot of garlic?
Oh. Yeah.
They
didn't tell us certain things that you know about a
exactly,
diet.
Exactly. Okay.
That you're not supposed to eat at a certain time.
That's right.
And I never heard anybody that knew about that.
Exactly. Okay. You can always test me, and you know I'm right. Okay. If you take things that are hot, like garlic, cayenne, cinnamon, ginger. Okay. For you, not very good. You are too hot. the heat is coming out of your face are all red on both sides, right?
Right.
So not only the material nutrients that are good for you, you have to balance. That's the most important thing is balance. Our lifestyle is not balanced, our body is not balanced, just by we are sick. By the way, for anybody who has any question regarding any kind of things, I help her with the digestion, the heart palpitation. How's the heart palpitation? The heart still palpitate? Does your heart pound fast?
My phone isn't very good, speak a little, right into the phone.
Well, listen, Mitch, we talk enough. I thank very much for you to be a guest on our show again. And we'll get you back as a follow-up sometime, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, thanks, and a nice
and
weekend.
Thank
okay?
you for all your help. You're a lifesaver.
Thank you very much, okay?
For sure.
Okay, have a nice weekend,
thank
okay?
you.
Okay,
you,
bye-bye.
You too.
Yeah.
Bye.
For anybody who has any question regarding what I do and what I can help you with or what kind of problem you have, okay, I can provide a free consultation. You can call 714-556-8664. We are open today for appointments until 2 o'clock. It takes about 6 weeks to make an appointment to see us. So call 714-556-8664 and check us out with my website, drtong.com. www.drtong.com. Now we have our next guests on the line. Let's get them on the line, the brother and sisters. Can we get them both on the line? Okay, let's talk to the brother first because he is the one who brings the sister in. The sister has scleroderma. So let's talk to Mary. Mary?
Good morning, Dr. Tong.
Good morning. I'm glad that I finally get a hold of you. Okay.
Well, I definitely, I know my sister, she was having a very nice sleep, and I know she just woke up, so I just talked to her before calling you.
Yes.
But definitely with the fantastic day we had yesterday with you, I can not enough thank you about what happened yesterday, and of course, for the progress that we're going to see in the future.
Yes. Can you, first tell us, what kind of work do you do, and where are you from, and how do you find out about me?
Well, I am an engineer in telecommunications, and we live in North County, San Diego. I'm listening actually to AM 1000, Dr. McKenzie's program most of the time, and you were the host of Dr. McKenzie, I think, one time, so about a couple of months ago I wrote your name, and then I've done some extensive research about what you've done and all the achievement you have, and, before going ahead and suggest that to my sister, which, she was under supervision of many doctors for 2.5 years, extensive medications and so forth, so I just wanted to make sure when I suggest would be the right time and so forth. So that's where I actually found the name and what you have done from Dr. McKenzie.
Maybe we have a little echo there. Can you turn down the radio a little bit so that we don't hear the echo on you? Turn down the radio.
Okay, is it better now?
Oh, yeah, but much better, so we don't hear two voices.
Okay.
Okay, your sister has scleroderma, okay? Can you tell us a little bit about that problem, and I'll expound on that.
Well, about two years ago, my sister started to develop some pain bodies, organs and muscles and so forth. So basically, she went to doctors and tried to pinpoint and narrow down what this problem is about. It took almost about 2 years, Dr. Tong, to really identify what she has had. They have been talking about lupus. They've said sometimes she has a disconnected tissue problem, and then about 2 months ago, the urologist that she is in contact now with, she has 100% identified her as somebody who has the scleroderma problem, which is basically a heart thinning problem.
Yes.
And she's been then, of course, after being identified, she's been under heavy dose of different types of medications.
Yes.
And we have not truly seen, if you want, any type of improvement in her cases. In fact, I've been seeing her more and more getting beaten. She doesn't have any energy, and ultimately, I myself said there should be some other thing, some other alternative solution that we should at least go for, because if one doesn't try, you never know. And I know this orthodox, I would like to name it orthodox, orthodox medicine or conventional medicine, it just doesn't really do what she really needs.
Yeah.
So just helping her to really cure the problem, they basically were trying to just maintain her, and this maintaining process was only a process of a time that we knew that she's not going to go in the wrong direction, because we were seeing her. She's a very healthy, a wonderful, willingness person, 35 years old, and she has been one of the healthiest member of her family, you know, a believer in everything. Yet seeing her going down that way, it was just so disturbing.
And, yes. In her case, okay, the medication is not really maintaining her. It's not even masking the symptom. You're not even helping the symptom. In fact, I'll explain to you the Indocin, the steroid, that she had a problem is that she had a lot of fear, okay, that harms her kidney. All this medication is taking Paxil, you're not helping her depression. She was depressed. Regulin, she still had heartburn. In fact, she, the medication, the Indocin, which is very harmful to the kidney and harmful to the stomach, caused the heartburn. Then she put on Regulin and the Prevacet for the cholesterol, synthroid for the heart, the thyroid, and the steroid are all very harmful. The steroid eventually will wound the adrenal. Scleroderma is a disease where the patient really lost the power to retain fluid, to retain the cooling power, calming power from stress, from eating the wrong kind of diet. Okay, so the skin get hardened. So usually start with the tip of the finger and the toe and so forth. That's why your sister's hand was purple and the feet were purple. You know, especially in the tip area. Tell us what happened after my treatment. What happened to her left foot?
Well, I can tell you, yesterday was just such an amazing day for us that we are still in some positive shock.
Yes.
What has truly happened yesterday, doctor, has just been unbelievable. Where,
yes.
When you have turned his left feet color, which was practically a dead feet.
Yes.
Which was purple, white, and all those really non-livable colors.
Yes.
With that beautiful pink and bloodly color, it was fantastic. I just couldn't believe the temperature.
Yeah.
You know, that feet just became alive. The other feet were cold, the other feet were hot, and
You touch both feet, right?
Absolutely.
And you feel that the left foot was warmer, a lot warmer than the right foot was ice cold, the one that didn't treat. But the right foot also improved, the color also improved, but not as purple otherwise.
After 20 minutes, as you mentioned, 15, 20 minutes,
yes.
The solution seems to be accessing the other side.
I told you both that before I even do that, I say I'm going to warm up this foot and let you see it. And I have done that many, many times. Actually, not very difficult. Yeah. And you know, Mary, thanks very much. I want to hear something from the sister, okay, and how she feel. She may feel a little tired because, you know, all this year, she had a problem. And then I'll analyze to you guys really what are the causes. The causes have to do with lifestyle causes, like your emotion, your diet, okay. Yeah, using medication to mask the symptom is the wrong thing to do. So thank you very much for sharing your thought and thanks very much to have the wisdom to bring your sister to the right place, you know.
Thank you very much for
okay.
And again, it's been fantastic in my life yesterday. I have shared this with all my family. I was just excited. And everybody's face was just so blown. I know this is a process you have to come. We're looking forward to see you again, but I know between Cleveland we got yesterday,
we're
truly a believer of there are things that can be done, and I hope everybody would at least one time try by themselves so they can see the difference.
Actually,
and
try.
Just open their mind.
It's
just that easy. I mean,
And most of the time, one time enough. Sometimes try several times. Don't give up just one time. Sometimes people don't get any better after one time, or they get better, the next day they feel worse. And I'll bring you some examples, show you that if you give up too early, actually it's a big loss. So sometimes your system may still have some lower coaster, but eventually she will be completely cured. With no problem, no need for medication, her feet and her hand will be warm, and she'll be happy and relaxed, not like what she was yesterday. So, thanks very much. Let's go talk to your sister, okay? Have a nice weekend.
Okay,
bye bye.
I appreciate your time.
Yeah, let's get Peter on the line.
Yes.
Hi, Peter.
Hi, doctor. How are you?
Fine. How are you? Yeah, we didn't want to wake you up.
I feel good. Seems like I was sleeping all day.
Very good. Remember you told me that you couldn't sleep before, right?
I didn't wake up last night for the first time, yeah.
So, how many hours were you able to sleep before when you had the problem?
Before, I wake up during the night like few times that I have a heartburning or pain somewhere, you know, every time something different.
Yeah, pain all over.
All over my body. Yeah,
your hand, your feet, your joints.
My joints, yeah.
You know, your first, before my treatment, correct?
Yes.
And you were very anxious.
Yes.
You are very anxious.
Yes.
Okay, and you have heartburn, severe heartburn from the medication.
Yes.
And
last night I didn't wake up at all, and I just woke up.
What time did you go to sleep?
At 9.
At 9?
Yes.
And you slept until now?
Yes.
Which is very good, correct? Yeah.
Yeah, I was so relaxed and,
Fantastic. How is so you're not anxious right now, correct?
I'm not.
How about depression?
I don't have it.
Great. How about your pain?
I don't have any.
Fantastic. Okay. How's the color of your hand and feet?
It was amazing what I said last time.
How about now? You said that you said still.
My leg is a lot,
Warmer?
Warmer and more flexible.
Very good.
Yeah, and I move it easily, but I can't wait to see you Monday again.
Great, okay. Yeah. Listen, you have a nice weekend, and I'll analyze this case a little bit, okay?
Okay.
Thanks for being a guest on our show, okay?
Thanks to you.
Bye-bye.
I'll see you Monday, bye.
Yes, Well, somebody might remember a caller called Judy from Los Angeles, talked about scleroderma, but she had HMO. She never did come to see me. And most people do not live for 10 years that long with scleroderma. My past cases, a couple of them did not turn out good because they're too advanced. The skin got so hot and involved up to the elbow and the occlusal so much, and eventually it will involve the heart and the internal organs. Then the patient will die. And a lot of them are really young people. So you know somebody with problem like that, have them come early. When you come late, it's too painful to do your treatment. If they come early, okay, it's very easy to treat. It can be cured. In fact, any problem. Come for this treatment because we treat the underlying source of problem. Medi was a very, very, Peter was very healthy, as a brother was saying. The problem, so the family had a lot of problem in the past, 7 years of problem, and then she got a lot of fear and anxiety due to the fear which weakened the kidney. So the medication the doctor were giving her, the Indocin, which is very, very harmful to the kidney and very harmful to the stomach. The prednisone, which also is very harmful to the kidney, because the prednisone is usually, cortisone is usually produced by the adrenal, which is part of the kidney system. And when you use too much prednisone every day, it eventually shuts down the adrenal and you cannot deal with stress. So masking symptoms with drugs is not the right treatment. Connecting the mind back to the body and then balance the physical and the emotional part, the energy and physical part is the right way to cure, because once you connect the mind to the body, the mind and body cure everything. So here's our number, 714-556-8664, and check our website drtom.com. Join us again next Saturday at the same time. Have a nice weekend.